Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. I am talking with the illustrious Dr. Marty Hemrick on the program today, talking about the Wilkes County Hall of Fame. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good, Angela. I hope you are, and you're too kind.
Well, I just received an email today, as a matter of fact, about the fifth annual, I cannot believe it's been 5 years, about the fifth annual Wilkes County Hall of Fame induction, which is coming up this month on the 24th. At the Stone Center for Performing Arts. Of course, that's on Cherry Street in North Wilkesboro. And you have a big event planned for that evening. They call it the Gala and different things. But if we could, Dr. Hemrick, let's back up just a tad and do a reminder for everyone about what the Wilkes County Hall of Fame is, the purpose, the mission for having that, if we could.
Yes. The Hall of Fame was established back in 2014. Well, it was actually 2013, late fall, when a group of people gathered around the table there at the Wilkes County Schools. And the idea or the mission of the Hall of Fame is that we want to be able to promote and honor the excellence that has come forth from the Wilkes County communities over time. You know, people from Wilkes are great people, and they have accomplished so much. And although we know a Hall of Fame will never capture everyone that has done miraculous and wonderful things, it is an attempt, and it's a very good attempt, I believe, for us to reach out and gather information from the public about people that have lived or currently live in Wilkes County, and or have made a substantial contribution in some way in Wilkes County, or gained notoriety for our county. But to be able to have those nominations come in, and for us to be able to make a selection every year, a class of new inductees into the Wilkes Hall of Fame, it allows the citizens, and especially our youth, to be inspired that we might go forth and continue carrying that torch of excellence for our community.
Now, I have been amazed over the years at the depth, if you will, or just the wide spectrum of talent that is here in Wilkes County, entrepreneurs, athletes, musicians. It's just a whole gamut all across the board. I'm fascinated. I learn something every year from these inductees that go into the Hall of Fame about they created this, or they started this business, or they developed this thing, or they were a great musician, or just it. I'm amazed at the depth of talent and gifts of the folks here in Wilkes County.
Oh, we are too. Each year when we have new nominations come in, and then we select the class that's going in, like this 2018 class that's going in on the 24th of this month, it's like opening up the next chapter to your favorite book. It just amazes us every year of the people that are out there in our community. Some we may have known of or heard of before, and others that we had no idea that ever lived in Wilkes or made their contribution. So, and there's four main categories that people are nominated into. One is arts and entertainment. The other is enterprise. You mentioned business success from many of our recipients. Sports, greatness in athletics or other sports, and leadership. And what we find out most of the time is when one person qualifies in one category, they often qualify in multiple or maybe all of those categories. So when we finally get to sit down and determine who that next class is. And we continue to urge our people out there in the communities. Anyone can nominate, and the only way that our foundation can put people into the Hall of Fame is to receive a nomination on them. So we encourage our listeners out there to continue to go to the website at wilkescountyhalloffame.org and to make those nominations.
Can they nominate Dr. Hemrick throughout the year, or is there just a set time, a set few weeks or months where you receive nominations?
You can nominate any day of the year, but we do each, the last day of January of each year, we do cut off the nominations for the next class. For example, nominations coming in now are for the class of 2019. And after January 31st, 2019, then we will no longer take nominations for 2019. But you can nominate any day, and we do encourage people to give us as much information as they can as they complete the form and send in letters of recommendation or any artifacts, copies of artifacts that would go with that candidate.
Now, as I understand it, when the nominations come in each year and you cut off, you have the deadline for that year, then a committee goes through all of these, and the new class for that current year, that inductees, those number of inductees are selected from a committee and kind of going back and forth and talking through it. And then you have what's called a big gala, which is coming up later this month on the 24th. Is that correct?
That is correct. And at the gala, we always begin with a silent auction, and it lasts about 30 minutes while everyone's having a nice dinner. Then after that, we usually have a student performance of some sort, and we do have that planned for this year. And then we recognize the new class members. Our Master of Ceremonies is Larry Stone, Jr., a native of Wilkes County, and a great business mind and just a great overall personality and person, out of Cookeville, Tennessee now, where he is the president of StoneCom, which he owns four radio stations out there. And but he comes in as our Master of Ceremonies and does a wonderful job as we honor the inductees. And and it's really an inspiring 2 hours that we have once a year at the gala.
Now, this is used as a fundraiser, and through the years, after you have done these events, then grants have been given to the local schools. Is that correct? And what are these grant monies for?
That is correct. Since our mission is to not only to reveal the greatness that has come from our communities, but it's also to be a more active organization and to help empower our youth and get them excited about pursuing such excellence. And we have a event sponsor this year, which, again, is Wilkes Communications, our hometown communications company. They're a $10,000 event sponsor. And so they sort of kick us off every year in our fund drive. And then Wendell World Incorporated, Tammy Wentworth, is sponsoring the gala dinner. And that's an $8,500 contribution.
Wow.
And that's the second time, or at least the second time, multiple times that they have contributed in that fashion from Wendell World. And then lots of other local family foundations like the Leonard G. Herring and Kulnick family come in large ways to support this cause. And here's what the cause is when we take, we're a nonprofit organization, the Hall of Fame is, we take the monies, and then we go out into the Wilkes County schools and challenge our teachers and other organizations within our schools to come up with grant ideas, experiences that they can offer our youth in our schools that would help them to learn about, maybe discover their own talents that they have in the areas of arts and entertainment, leadership, sports and athletics. And wow, you should see some of the grants that come in from our teachers. They are very creative in designing ways that they can engage our youth and be able to help them to discover their talents and inspire them with that talent. To date, since the organization began in 2013, we have now provided over $75,000 worth of grants to our teachers that are young people are benefiting from.
Wow, $75,000?
Yes, and we hope, I mean, it's a dream of ours as we go forward, that if we get more and more support to help support the children of Wilkes County, that that this foundation will eventually become endowed, and then from that point forward, we'll know that we can always, whatever that amount is, contribute that annually. The teachers in Wilkes for coming up with their ideas and implementing those to help students do things that they cannot normally do within the curriculum of the school system.
Now, Dr. Hemrick, the gala that's coming up on the 24th, have you sold out or do you still have tickets for that?
Well, we've been blessed again. We just about as soon as we announced the new nominees, we were sold out. So
awesome.
We have approximately 320 people coming that will fill the Stone Family Performing Arts Center there in the Wilkes County Schools central offices. And it also fills the boardroom. So now we will have, for the second year in a row, the boardroom filled with people, and as well as the Stone Center. And what we do is just use technology to live cast the what's happening in the Stone Center into the boardroom. And then, of course, Wilkes Communications, in concert with River Street Productions, will be taping the event and be playing at on their local television station there with River Street Productions in the near future. So
right.
Many of our Wilkes citizens will be able to see it that way. And then there will be a DVD available for $10 just a few days after the event. So people could call if they would like to have the DVD and be able to view that event themselves.
And again, if folks wanted more information on the Wilkes County Hall of Fame and making nominations and all that, what is the website?
The website is WilkesCountyHallOfFame.org, and they can go there and read about all the past inductees, and they can and this gets us up to 48 total members of the Wilkes County Hall of Fame. This year's induction does so. They can go there and read about all 48 of the members of the Wilkes County Hall of Fame. And or that if they want to nominate, they can do it from that platform. And also, if they just would like to make a contribution there, they could do that as well.
All right. So, good deal. All right. Well, I know you folks are looking forward to the gala coming up later this month. Dr. Henry, thank you so much for being with us on the program today and sharing this information. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela. It's always a pleasure.
All right, Dr. Henry, thank you.